This is KLCC News. A group of health providers in Corvallis celebrated their 50th clinic last month. They offer free services to nearby farm workers in Philomath. Most of those workers are uninsured, work seasonally, and about half of them are Hispanic. As KLCC's Mallory Begay reports, the program gives patients access to health benefits they otherwise wouldn't be able to afford.
Once a month, nurses and physicians turn a barn-like community center on the Grange farm into a clinic. Registered nurse Jean Wiseny is checking a patient's blood sugar level.
We mostly check to see whether or not their blood pressure is okay. If not, we found hypertensive patients and the doctors have put them on medications.
Wiseny is one of seven practitioners. They're expecting about a dozen farm workers today. There are three stations hidden behind black privacy curtains for an acupuncturist, an osteopathic doctor, a chiropractor, and then there's emergency physician Gabriel Ledger.
For folks who are here for general medical issues like blood pressure or checkups or infections, we go into the back room where I'm set up doing some general medicine.
5 years ago, Ledger co-started the program as a way to give back to the farming community. The services they provide are largely determined by the workers, which is why chiropractors and acupuncturists are the most popular.
A lot of our patients are coming for musculoskeletal treatment, so these are people who are working hard every day, sometimes 12 hours, 14 hours a day, a lot of bending down, a lot of lifting, a lot of putting their bodies in contorted, unusual positions.
Most of the farm workers the doctors see are uninsured, like Danny Wheeler. He works in compost management at Gathering Together Farms, one of two farms that the clinic serves. He came today with ankle pain.
The heaviest one I can get and the hardest plastic I can get. Other than that, like putting on rain boots and stuff will tweak it enough to where I go back into limping. And it was swollen.
Wheeler's sitting in a back room that, like the rest of the Grange, has been turned into a makeshift doctor's office. Ledger and an osteopathic physician, Yu Matsumoto, are trying to figure out what's wrong with Wheeler's ankle.
So you don't think the initial injury was Achilles, or do you think it was Achilles?
If everything's bending back, I feel like
that would seem Achilles.
Be more in the Achilles or in that.
Matsumoto and all the health professionals are volunteers. Most of them work with Good Samaritan Hospital and community outreach in Corvallis. This makes it possible to offer free services to workers.
Generally, they leave appreciating the treatment as well as having varying degrees of relief, mild to moderate, or complete resolution.
Matsumoto says helping underserved communities has always been a goal of his, and this isn't any different. But he says ideally, getting care should be easier for everyone.
That can get into a pretty complex issue because even with the insured population, we have to deal with a lot of administrative red tapes. So I can imagine it only gets more complex without insurance to navigate this world trying to get healthier.
For the farm workers who use the clinic, there are two Spanish interpreters, and signing up for an appointment is as easy as writing their name under a provider they want to see. Merced Morales did just that. I caught up with her before she went out into the field.
I went there because I was really tired, and I talked to Dr. Gabe, and they asked questions, and they sent me to get a blood test. So I ended up having anemia.
Patients like Morales can sometimes be referred to Corvallis for additional services at zero cost. Morales says she's benefited from other services, like visiting with a chiropractor. She has an appointment today.
We pick vegetables, a lot of vegetables, picking and doing all the stuff around the farm. We suffer from the back pain, yeah, for what the kind of work that we do.
For the most part, the clinic has proved successful. Ledger says the providers have seen around 750 visits, many of them being return patients since 2015. At a celebration lunch, it's clear the farm clinic is well-liked. Ledger says as to what the future holds for the clinic, that's up to the farm workers it serves. Mallory Begay, KLCC News in Philomath.